If there's one team in the National Football League that wishes to forget 2023, it's surprisingly not the Detroit Lions. It's the New England Patriots. To say 2023 was a bad year for them would be like saying Tyler Bass was slightly off on that kick. Offensive woes, injuries to the defense, Bill Belichick, Bill O'Brien yelling at Mac Jones on the sideline, the Bailey Zappi show again, all of it combined to create a soulless 4-13 record that felt nothing like the Patriots of old. Unless you watched them back in the 1990s, in which case, welcome back. Yeah, New England struggled, to say the least. They had the worst offense in the league, they had Mac Jones, who barely threw for 2,000 yards, 10 touchdowns and 12 picks. That is in the entire season, by the way. And the team basically struggled to get any kind of first downs outside of 68 of them. Oh yeah, and they didn't score a ton. Hunter Henry had 6 scores. DeMario Douglas had no scores. But he had the highest yardage at 561. And Kendrick Bourne, who was looking like the most reliable weapon on the team, got injured in week 8 with a torn ACL. The only problem is he only netted 4 scores. 2 of them in week 1 against the Eagles. Now yes, the Patriots had a lot of close games. Then again, they also had that blowout against the Saints. We don't talk about that Saints game. That was painful. The point is, the New England Patriots need help. Mac Jones is now in Jacksonville as Trevor Lawrence's first round clipboard holder. A top 15 pick crashing to earth so hard and yielded only a 6 rounder. That's just depressing. The one thing more depressing for new head coach Gerard Mayo? He's inherited a roster with black holes where the tackles, receivers, and quarterback should be. Not the best start if you're a first-time head coach. Though they do have a top 3 pick, I will not blame them for wanting to hold on to that. They've received countless offers from Minnesota, from New York, okay, mostly Minnesota. But should they trade that pick? There's been a lot of discussion. What if Drake May isn't there? What if Jaden Daniels is the guy and Washington takes him? What if J.J. McCarthy comes onto the board? All this is proof that we know nothing about the Patriots' plans to fix the offense until they pick at number 3 overall. And it looks like it's going to be stormy with a chance of a long-term rebuild a la, say, the Cleveland Browns. Let's have that Belichick connection there. Remember them moving back to Cleveland after leaving for Baltimore? The new Cleveland Browns? Yeah, they didn't win a playoff game until 2020. That's the kind of outlook some Patriots fans are having around here. They think we're the Browns. Now, I'm not that pessimistic, but I think it's honestly going to be Drake May. I think it might be Jaden Daniels. I'd be up for either one. If we end up drafting J.J. McCarthy, well, then we're going to have to compare him to Brady for the next 20 years. Or he better win 7 rings in order to silence the critics. But there might be another way. I've been thinking about the draft and how to manipulate the board, and there is a way for the Patriots to maybe be slightly competitive. I mean, the Jets are going all in with Aaron Rodgers. Josh Allen, he lost Stephon Diggs. And Tua's in a bit of a flux. Can he stay healthy? Will Tyreek Hill remain Tyreek Hill? Will the Dolphins pay Tua? The defense there? It's all kind of up in the air. So what if the Patriots brought back Tom Brady? I mean, let's be real. The rumors are not relenting at all. He posts workout videos on Twitter. He upsets people with memorabilia signings. And he goes on podcasts and pronounces that he's not opposed to reopening a door that he said was closed for good. It hasn't even been 700 days. And this guy might already want to be in the National Football League again. 23 seasons and this guy is never satisfied. I dig his drive, I'll admit it. I'm a big Brady fan. I've always wanted Tom Brady to do another on retirement and to settle his unfinished business. Better than the business he had in 2022 when it was an 8-9 record. But what if Tom Brady actually fulfilled that promise and came back to New England? Not in the Hall of Fame discussion, not as a ceremonial thing, but as a 1-year contract with the New England Patriots. That leaves 2 questions. 1, how else can we piss off Jacoby Brissett? And 2, what would the Patriots do in the draft to address the offense? Well, I got a mock draft, and it probably will make you angry, and it'll probably make you think I'm a psychopath, but I'm going to tell you how we can get 3 first-round picks, get a little lucky, and still nab Drake May with Tom Brady and maybe even be competitive for the AFC East. Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. The NFL draft is mere moments away. The Bears haven't even submitted their ticket for Caleb Williams, and yet the draft room for the New England Patriots is about to lose its mind, about to make the trades that will change a franchise forever. Now, we've all heard of the rumors of 3 for 11 and 23 and a first rounder next year. Let's say the Patriots do want to make that trade. They do have other holes to fill. Quarterback is not the end-all of the offense. And so let's ring a trade with the Minnesota Vikings. Number 3, a 4th rounder, a 2nd rounder next year, and a 5th rounder for number 11, 23, and a 1st rounder next year. Now, these trades are being done via PFF. And I want to make it realistic, so we're going to do a little bit of fair trading and give them a 4th rounder, a 2nd rounder, and a 5th rounder, just to make PFF happy. But it's going to be all the worth it in the end. Now, we have 11, 23, and a 1st rounder next year. What do we do next? Well, we call Jacksonville. Now, why call Jacksonville? Well, we want to accumulate more capital. We have 2 first round picks, but why not trade 3? So what we'll do, we'll ask for number 17. In return, we'll give them the following. Round 1 in 2025. Happens to be Minnesota's pick, but no big deal. Round 6, 193. Round 7, 231. Round 3 in 2025. And yes, we do get rid of the player formerly known as Juju Smith-Schuster. He was on the roster, but we don't talk about him. Or his Snapchat. In return, we receive round 117. But we're not done. You see, the New York Giants also want a quarterback. They've been eyeing J.J. McCarthy or Drake May. Now, I know you don't want to draft J.J. McCarthy, I've heard it, but we also need more draft capital. And we don't want to be too out of range for a quarterback. But why a quarterback? We have Tom Brady. Well, we're trying to plan for the future. We may be competitive now, but we need to be competitive for the future. So we're going to take a chance and see if a quarterback falls in our lap at pick number 6. We trade number 11, number 68, and a 4th rounder next year, and wide receiver Trey Nixon. Just enough to get number 6 overall. Now, we have 6, we have 17, and we have 23. But we're not done yet. No, sir, we are not done. We're going to get even more capital. We're going to call the Bengals. They're having issues with T. Higgins. The contract disputes, the trade requests, it's not looking great. And many mock drafts have them drafting the likes of Brian Thomas Jr. So why not give them the chance to draft a wide receiver next year? Per PFF, this is possible. We'll give Cincinnati a 2nd round pick, number 34, a 5th round pick, number 137, a 6th rounder, 180, and a 1st rounder next year, which happens to be ours, for number 18 and T. Higgins. Don't blame me, blame PFF. This somehow worked. We already got our wide receiver. That should make Tom Brady happy. But we're not done. You see, there's one more trade we want to make. One more disgruntled wide receiver that could use a new home. The Eagles are having some quote-unquote issues with A.J. Brown. He recently changed his profile picture to Tom Brady. Now he says it's just for admiration of the player, but let's say there's something deeper going on. They did have that big collapse at the end of the 2023 season. They missed out on another Super Bowl loss. And there might be some turmoil over in Philadelphia, so let's try and help them out a little bit. We call Philadelphia and say, hey, we'll take A.J. Brown and his massive contract off your hands, and we'll give you number 17 overall, a 6th rounder next year, a 7th rounder next year, and Tyquan Thornton, if you give us A.J. Brown. The Eagles not wanting to deal with Brown for some reason, so yes. And so now we have A.J. Brown and T. Higgins as New England Patriots. And we still have number 6, number 18, and number 23 overall. Three first-round picks. And thus, the draft commences. Now, a lot of this is based on luck. This is a gamble, and this is a very hypothetically risky mock draft. But let's see what happens. Pick 1, Caleb Williams. I mean, that's not a shock. Pick 2, Jayden Daniels. We expected that. The Vikings. The Vikings take J.J. McCarthy. They're going for another Kirk Cousins. It fits well with their offense. But notice how they didn't take Drake May. There are concerns about him, so it's very possible that he falls off the top 3. Arizona picks, then the Chargers, and then number 6. Guess who's sitting in our lap at number 6 overall? Drake May of North Carolina. We have our quarterback. And now we'll proceed down the board. The Titans pick Roma Dunze, the Falcons take Dallas Turner, because the Cardinals for some reason took Joe Alt, and the Chargers took Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, at least Paris Johnson will have his life be a little bit easier now. 9, Chicago decides to take a tight end in Brock Bowers. The Jets take Malik Nabers. The Giants, missing out on the QBs, thank you New York, they take Tulese Fuaga. Number 12, the Broncos take Quinn Mitchell, the cornerback from Toledo. Number 13, the Raiders take a tackle. They hope to get Michael Penix later in the draft. 14, the Saints take Fatanu. Surprisingly, not Fashanu. 15, the Colts. Ooh, the Colts take Brian Thomas Jr. Tough break, Philly, tough break. And then we have what I like to call the tackle run. 16, Seattle, Fashanu. Number 17, Graham Barton goes to the Eagles. So with all these tackles suddenly gone, Latham, Fuaga, Fatanu, Fashanu, Barton, we still need a tackle. A new left tackle to replace Trent Brown. He's a project, but Amarius Mims from Georgia is still on the board. We take Mims, number 18 overall. 19, Rams. Bo Nix from Oregon goes. The next Matthew Stafford, maybe? Number 20, Jared Verse. They decide to beef up the defense after missing out on all those offensive tackles. Number 21, Byron Murphy. Is your Christian Wilkins replacement, Miami? Number 22, Terry and Arnold. They get one of the best CBs in the draft. Number 23, us. Now we've addressed wide receiver with trades. We have Drake May, and we also have a tackle. What about the defense, though? This was about the offense, but what about the defense? Matthew Judon is not getting any younger. And guess who's sitting at number 23? One of the best edge rushers in the class, Latu Latu from UCLA. The injury concerns are there, but taking this premium player at this position is not only great value, it's just plain smart. So Latu Latu is the newest member of the New England Patriots defense, followed by Adonai Mitchell going to the Cowboys, Xavier Worthy going to the Packers, and another weapon for Jordan Love. 26, Cooper DeJean is your Carlton Davis replacement. Number 27, Jackson Powers Johnson makes it into the first round for Arizona. That offensive line is going to be one of the best in the league. So much for that receiver, though. Sorry, Arizona. Number 28, those receivers are gone, Buffalo. Take a corner instead of Nate Wiggins. Number 29, Chop Robinson goes to Detroit, strengthening that defense alongside Aiden Hutchinson. Number 30, the Ravens also take an edge for some reason. Darius Robinson, a fine pick, I guess. Number 31, missing out on those tackles? Or thinking Jordan Morgan is not worth the 31st pick? They strengthen that defense even more with Jazan Newton from Illinois. And number 32, the Chiefs did lose Legarius Sneed, and they choose an Alabama CB by the name of Kool-Aid McKinstry to round out the first round. So yes, what you just witnessed is a mock draft where the Patriots got Drake May. They got A.J. Brown and T. Higgins. They got Amarius Mims at tackle and Latu Latu on the edge. They've solved their problems. They got premium players in the first round. Three of them, in fact. And with Tom Brady, they could even make a run at the East. Now, for those of you wondering what happened to the 2025 NFL Draft, what happened to those picks? Well, if you have Tom Brady under center, you're not worried about next year so much as you are winning a championship this year. And if you are going to keep up with Rodgers, who probably will add Brock Bowers to his arsenal on top of Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson, you kind of want to keep up with that with the likes of A.J. Brown and T. Higgins. Amarius Mims fills that tackle spot immediately, even if he needs some development, and getting Latu on the edge helps that defense become even more elite than it already was. And yes, they don't have any picks in 2025. But again, if you win the Super Bowl with Tom Brady in his final year, it's all worth it. Just like the Rams in 2021, they won that Super Bowl against the Bengals. Didn't matter that they gave up all their first-round picks and then had a 5-12 record the very next year. They still got the ring, and that's what matters. And Robert Kraft has expressed an interest in winning another ring, almost as much as he wants a new quarterback. And if you get Tom Brady back, and you don't have to deal with Bill Belichick, and you can reestablish those bridges with Gerard Mayo, a coach that could actually be aggressive and give him weapons, unlike 2019, they could go 12-5. They could go 11-6, whatever it takes for them to make the playoffs or even win the division. Once you're in, that's all that matters. Remember the Giants from 2008? Think about it that way. Actually, don't think about it that way. That Super Bowl is still painful. And if nothing else, this mock draft shows that there is indeed a way to have a true wide receiver one in New England. I mean, you didn't pay Randy Moss, you didn't pay Wes Welker, you let all your wide receivers go, you had Brandon Cooks for 1 year. I'm sure that there is a future where the New England Patriots have a wide receiver one. I just don't see it in Juju Smith-Schuster. Let's just put it that way. But hey, at least he'll have fun in Jacksonville.